T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to Marks and Reese. I'm Johnny Marks. He's Ike Reese. Ike, how was your weekend? How are you?
Johnny Marks, holla at you, boy. I'm doing good, man. Doing good.
Yeah, some interesting games yesterday. We'll talk about them. Deuce Daly is leaving. He's going to Detroit. We'll talk about that as well. More reaction from Nick Sirianni as the Eagles coach, and he's picked a staff. We'll get to all of that, but let's start, Ike Reese, with your favorite subject, Carson Wentz. Mike Garofalo joined the morning show this morning, and I saw it. I saw the morning show tweet saying he was coming on. I didn't realize that he was going to drop the following nugget on Carson Wentz. Listen. So there's hurt feelings, and it's not just involving Doug Peterson, who is no longer the Eagles head coach, and that's what it seemed like the biggest thing to Carson Wentz being happy and being back was Doug Peterson being here, if we believe the report that was out shortly after the season was over, which was the relationship with Doug Peterson is beyond repair. It's not just about Doug Peterson. He feels a bit off in his relationship with the entire organization. And let me just say this, and you know what? Maybe there's things that's going on behind the scenes that we're not privy to, but it just seems like that Carson Wentz is unhappy with what happened last year, right, with his play. Maybe he blames other people or the front office for not giving him enough weapons. Whatever it is, like, Carson Wentz has got to step up. He's got to grow up a little bit, Ike. Last year was bad. Drafting Hurts was stupid. The roster isn't good. I get it. This isn't all just about Carson Wentz. Last year just wasn't all about Carson Wentz. I'm not saying that it is. But the Eagles, I mean, they did win a Super Bowl a couple years ago. They did make the playoffs 2 years after that. And I know I personally bitch a lot about the franchise, Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie. But look around the NFL. There are far worse places to be than here in Philadelphia with the Eagles. This is not a terrible situation, right? They whacked the Super Bowl winning coach at least in part because of you. They paid you over $100 million guaranteed with a significant injury history. They did right by you. I mean, is it really that bad that the whole organization be damned? I just don't think it is. I think Carson Wentz, this is the first thing that he can do. It's like, listen, like, get over yourself. Get over last year. Step up. Do you want this job? Get to training camp. Win the job. And go forward. He's coming off as a big baby. That's how it's felt before, and that's how it's feeling right now, Ike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I can understand that. And I'm not completely surprised by it. You know, the whole babying term, crybaby or what have you. Yeah, all these guys act like crybabies. Deshaun Watson's acting like a crybaby right now. They all act like crybabies, especially at that position, where they don't usually get what they want. Right? I mean, wide receivers, divas, running backs who hold out like they all do. This is what professional athletes do who feel a sense of entitlement. So I'm not surprised from that standpoint. But that's something you have to anticipate if you're the Eagles as an organization. You either think you're dealing with someone who is going to allow you to do whatever you choose, walk over them, disrespect them, and not say anything and just go along, or you drafted somebody here who, quote-unquote, has a type A personality who you know is going to rub him the wrong way and he's going to have some sort of reaction to these things. Like, that's you as an organization not knowing your personnel and knowing how he's going to react to it. So you're dealing with the fallout right now. And I'm not going to say Carson Wentz is in the wrong for the way that he's reacting or feeling or what have you. Right now, I would imagine he's trying to sort through all of this and figure out whether or not the organization really wants him here. You think that's not part of his thought process Am I part of their future plans, or am I here as a last resort because they can't get rid of me? Do they really want me here? Like, we act like because they gave him a check, that he, now all of a sudden he's going to just shut up and do what you're told and don't have any feelings about anything that happens. We know that's not the case. So I would imagine from his point of view, there are some questions in his head as to not only where his future stands here as far as whether or not he wants to be back, but does the organization even want him back?
Well, I mean, Ike, at this
like,
point,
I'm sure he has those questions, and those are legitimate questions. If we can have those questions discussing the team and its future plans on the outside, and we have those type of concerns, right, what absolves him from thinking these things as well? Why wouldn't he have question marks as everybody else gets the question, is Wentz back? Do the Eagles want him? Is Jalen Hurts the starter? But he's supposed to assume he's the franchise quarterback.
Well, based on his play last year on the field, I think that's a tough assumption to make right now. But that's on him, right? Like, a lot of this is on his play. Obviously, some of it is on the roster, the coaching, all of that stuff. Granted, it's just not all on Carson Wentz. But his play is on him. He controls his play.
But that's not that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about, I would imagine, if he's having questions about being here, he's talking about whether or not these teammates of his – like him, whether or not the organization is fully committed to him, or are they waiting or devising some sort of exit plan, right? Like, these are the things I'm sure he's thinking about. Like, if we're wondering if there's question marks, these are the same things that gave us reason to pause and wonder, hold on, are the Eagles planning on moving on from Carson? Well, he's probably thinking the same thing. And everything else has not helped the situation, including his play. But I'm just saying, I can understand where he right now would be in a state of confusion, mixed feelings, mixed emotions, or what have you. And yes, the organization, if they truly intend on having him here and having him fully committed to being here, not just physically, but mentally as well, then there are some bridges that need to be mending. Right, fixed, whatever. Like, those are some things you're going to have to talk out and work out. It doesn't mean that he's absolved from any responsibility, but there also needs to be trust that's rebuilt there. And that's not going to happen if you're saying to yourself, well, we signed you. What other commitment do you want?
215-592-9494. Does Carson Wentz have a legitimate gripe with the Eagles organization and how they've handled him? I say no way. Right, like, no way.
Well, I don't know if his gripe is legitimate or not. It's understandable, is my point.
Okay. So you think it's understandable?
Of course
Carson Wentz feels.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I don't. I think Carson Wentz needs to grow up and he needs to put on his big boy pants, is what I think. Right? Like,
he might eventually get to that.
Yeah. I mean he's got to stop feeling sorry for himself. He's got to stop trying to blame whoever or whatever for last season and realize that.
Well, he hasn't done anything, John.
In front of him.
He hasn't done anything.
Well, I mean, if we believe what is reported out there, we know that he's not happy, and we know that he might not want to come back. And he's got issues not just with Doug Peterson, who's gone, but now it's the organization as well. And I don't see any reason for him to have such a problem with the organization.
Do you think the Eagles could trade him if the right offer comes?
No. I think part of the problem is that there's not a lot of interest out there right now for Carson Wentz.
So even if the right offer comes, the Eagles won't trade him?
I don't think that they'll trade him, though.
Okay.
I mean, if someone comes offering a first-round draft pick or something, sure. I mean, I think they should. I don't think that they will.
I just said the right offer. That's all.
215-592-9494. You heard Mike Garofalo. Carson Wentz feels a bit off in his relationship with the entire organization. He may not be back. Ike's been saying this for a little while now, that he may not be back. Joe Banner has said the same thing. Maybe he won't be back. I don't know. But I think that's because of his behavior, not anything the organization has done to him. Does Wentz have a legit gripe? 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We start with your phone calls coming up next. Don't go anywhere. All right, we're back. That's Mike Garofalo with the morning show just this morning. Our Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, well, Marks Jewelers is the place to go. Maybe you need wedding bands after popping the big question. Marks Jewelers should be your first and last stop online. Marks-Jewelers.com. And the question is, Carson Wentz, is he being a baby here? Let's see what people are saying. Because, I mean, most people, most people, I would think, at least I would hope, would realize that Carson Wentz really kind of get over it, get over himself. 52% saying no, so almost a 50-50 split. Does Wentz have a legit gripe with the Eagles? 215-592-9494. Let's take some phone calls. Let's go to Chris in King of Prussia. Hi, Chris. Chris. How about Marv Hollywood? Marv Hollywood.
Yo, what up, fellas?
What up, Marv?
What's up, Marv?
Not much. Love your show. Everyday listener.
Appreciate it, brother.
I'm there. Y'all got to burp the baby with Carson Wentz.
That's probably that's part of the problem. He's back there burping the baby, man, holding on to the ball too long.
That too. I got a little, well, way back in 2018 when the Eagles was playing the Cowgirls, well, the Cowboys. After, like, I think his last whatever he was in, he looked at Doug Peterson, and then you could tell he put in Nick Foles. You can even tell way back when that you can tell if something was wrong with Carson. He gave that look to Doug Peterson. Next thing you know, Foles came in, and then next thing you know, Foles is gone again. Foles got traded or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, ever since then, I knew something was wrong with Carson Wentz.
Mm. What do you mean? Like something mental or?
It was something mental because you look at him and see, like, every time he wasn't getting his way or the right play call. Like, you can tell every time he would go into the play, he'll say, kill, kill, kill. He'll kill the play. He'll change the play up. Or, you know, you see something in his head, like, even though you said, too, like, he was holding the ball too long. What quarterback holds the ball too long or get rid of it? You're in your fifth year. You shouldn't be holding the ball too long or even run. Do something.
All right, where's this at about him growing up, though?
Yeah, I listen, I watched Aaron Rodgers yesterday. He was pressured and hanging on to the ball too long and getting sacked as well, and he struggled. I mean, it's less about that with me. It's more about we know last year was a disaster. It was a disaster in every way possible, from the roster to the coaching to Carson's play, right? Well, look what the organization's doing. The organization has moved on from the head coach. They know that they need to change things. They've constructed a coaching staff that looks like it's specifically meant to help Carson Wentz and help Jalen Hurts and help the offense and help the quarterback position. They didn't stand pat with Doug Peterson and they said, sure, we'll elevate Press Taylor and we'll bring Corey Unlin back to be the defensive coordinator. They actually made changes. They recognized changes need to be made. They made changes. What is so bad? What is he so mad about? Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. I don't know why he's so mad. Is he just
I don't think the coaching changes. The coaching changes. I know people want to attribute it to him, as if he stumped into Jeffrey Lurie's office and demanded Doug Peterson be fired. Well, that's starting to be debunked as just a narrative that just isn't true. It just isn't true because he obviously isn't satisfied or happy. So they didn't fire Doug Peterson because Carson Wentz told them to fire Doug Peterson. They fired Doug Peterson because they chose to fire Doug Peterson. Their working relationship with Doug Peterson, they didn't think they could move further with it and what he wanted to do with the coaching staff. I think that's completely separate of Carson Wentz. This idea that they hired the coaches from Frank Reich's staff and they're doing all this for Carson Wentz. No, they aren't. I mean, other than the fact that he is potentially the starting quarterback moving forward, this is what they would need to do or they would probably do for the organization moving forward. He's not the only quarterback on the roster. Jalen Hurts needs to be coached. The rest of the guys on the offense needs to be coached. The scheme Jeffrey Lurie wasn't happy with under Doug Peterson wasn't creative enough. So that's why Nick Sirianni was brought in with his coaching staff. This idea that it was all about Wentz and everything is being done to cater to Wentz, I never bought into that. I never bought into that. This is a fractured relationship, which has been reported, and there is some healing if they both sides decide that's what they want to do, other than that's what they have to do, then they're going to have to get together at some point and move past some of these things. I brought up some other quarterbacks. When the Eagles moved up to number two, what did Sam Bradford immediately do? Walk out of camp, had his agent call.
Yep.
So this is what these quarterbacks do. This is what they do.
they have little hissy fits. And
All of them do. But until Wentz speaks, who knows if it's not related to other things that he may not be happy with, that he may look at the organization and say, hold on, I thought I was your guy. These don't look like things that would look like an organization is supporting their franchise quarterback, regardless if he's playing well or not. What, are they only supposed to support him when he plays well? When he plays bad, they're supposed to abandon him? So these are things that players think about, and yes, they get in their feelings over it. But it's not as if the Eagles didn't necessarily contribute to this situation.
Okay, they contributed to it, sure. Absolutely. Well, here's what they contributed to, the team being bad, right? Like Howie Roseman contributed to that. Doug Peterson contributed to that. And they all, mm-hmm. I mean, everybody played a part in it, right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Including Wentz.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Bill in Quakertown. Bill.
Yes.
Hi, Bill. Go ahead.
Nothing. I agree he has a gripe. But like Ike was saying, they're quarterbacks. Come on. We all know quarterbacks have always been pampered because, quote, it's the number one position.
Mm-hmm.
But he needs to speak. Let all of us know that, hey, I'm cool. I like what we got. Let's move forward and start winning games. I mean, until he says something, we're going to just sit here and say what we think is going on. Yep. He needs to speak.
Yeah, listen, I agree with you on that, Bill. There will be speculation as to what he's thinking, how he's feeling, until he speaks, until he says something. Now, that may occur after he's talked to the coaching staff, after he's talked to the organization. At some point, I would want those conversations to happen before he says anything. Because right now, it just feels like he needs to be, I don't know, reassured, comforted, to know that he's going to be here. I think part of the issue is he doesn't know if he's going to be here or not. I think that's part of the issue. And it's not just solely because he doesn't want to be here. I think part of it is he doesn't know if the organization wants him here. If he heard that press conference from Jeffrey Lurie, is he walking away from that press conference saying, yep, I'm their guy? Or did he hear words like assets and we'll be able to move one of them in the future?
Yeah, I heard it, that's for sure.
Okay.
All right, well, how about a wake-up call to Carson? Like, listen, man. Like, I mean, things got to change. Your behavior has to change.
He may think he needs a change of address.
Maybe. Believe me, at this point, I would like that. I would like that because this is why I believe, like, that it's not going to work out. Because this is the toothpaste is already out of the tube. People mm-hmm. already feel the way they feel about him. And the only way it works if he comes back in a pressure cooker next year and starts playing well again. Right? Like, I don't know if this is the right market for him at this point. I don't. I think he'd be better served going to a different market, a less crazed market than Philadelphia. I mean, because the criticism's going to be there. The talk is going to be there. Unless he changes his personality and his behavior, right? Like, he's just a different kind of dude.
No, unless he changes his play.
And his play.
His play changes all of that.
Yeah, correct. They deal with it.
Because you know what? That dude in Green Bay was the same arrogant you-know-what all year this year as he was in previous years. He was the same arrogant dude. He just backed it up.
Well, I think he grew up a little bit.
At 37. Yeah, 37. Yep.
Let's go to Chris in King of Prussia. Chris, what do you got?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up? What's up, Chris?
Good. First of all, Carson do need to grow up. He had a lot of fans, including me, in the beginning. But now it's like, you know, like I said, he needs to grow up. We 5 years in now. So, like, when you say words like reassure and comfort, mm-hmm. you know, they paid this man. They give any money to play the game, okay? They didn't pay him money, I'm sure, to care about his feelings or none of that because that's obviously what the money is for. You're supposed to go out there, you're supposed to play your game, and now you're supposed to live up to your end of the bargain of the money that we paid you, okay? We want to see you go out there and play well. But now it's 5 years in, and they paid you so much money, and you can turn around and sit here and not say nothing to the media or give the fans of Philadelphia any type of answer, and then we got to hear guys like, you know, I got a bunch of respect for you, Ike, but every day you come on here and you try to defend this guy, like, you know, some of the stuff you say.
I just give a different viewpoint. That's all, Chris. I just give a different viewpoint. None of us know exactly what he's feeling. We're all speculating. We're all speculating.
And that's the thing. Like the last caller just said, he needs to say something.
Okay, what would you like him to say, Chris, that would make you feel better?
All right, so listen. If I paid you $100 million, you know, to play football and you don't feel comfortable with the way the situation is going, then you should say that, right?
But is that going to help the situation or create more of a problem?
The situation should be resolved as soon as he says anything. Say, listen, I don't want to play here. I want to leave. Okay, you guys paid me. I'm done. I don't want to play here no more. Mm-hmm. All right, end the situation so we can move forward. But if you sit there, you be quiet, and you sitting there like a little girl, nobody can understand where you're coming from. Then we can do is speculate. Nobody knows what he wants right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chris. You know, we
also don't know, Chris, what the Eagles want.
That's true.
We don't know what the Eagles want right now.
Well, yeah, I think they want Carson Wentz to want to be here and be happy, and to where they're looking at it and saying, like, all right, like, he's got the right mindset. He's got his head back on straight. Mm-hmm. This is going to work. Got a new coach, got a new coaching staff. He's being receptive to everything. Mm-hmm. I actually don't think Carson Wentz needs to come out and speak right now. Because Carson Wentz right now is obviously still emotional over what happened.
Yes.
Right? So coming out and saying, I went out, trade me. Okay, what if there's not a trade partner? What if there's not a team out there that wants to make a trade? So now what?
Right.
Now Carson Wentz is here and he already demanded a trade. So, like, that's just – it blows up in your face. Now you're going to end up having to eat salary just to release him. Right? So, Carson – I don't care if Carson Wentz talks right now. But here's what I don't like. I don't like what I hear from the – because when you don't talk, but people are doing the talking for you and telling the media, that's how you let your story be told. And if you don't deny it or confirm it, then people are just going to assume that that's the case. So when Garofalo says he understands that Carson Wentz is, it's more than with Doug, it's the relationship with the entire organization is off. Mm-hmm. Now that's what we have to go by. That the organizational, that his relationship with the organization is off. And he's still not sure that he can be here. Okay, I mean, that's fine. But it also, now we talk about, well, why are you off with the organization? What is wrong? What really happened? Right? Like, is it really that bad here? Have they really mistreated you? Right? Like, didn't they just fire the coach? Aren't they trying to remake the coaching staff to make the team better?
Well, I think you paint a picture that it's all about him. The Eagles are the ones who drafted a quarterback. The Eagles are the ones who benched him. I mean, there's been plenty of talk about potentially trading him and all these other things. It's not one-sided.
Well, the head coach benched him, and I'm
just saying the Eagles as an organization. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it's not like Wentz is stumping to get out of here. There's more speculation about the team moving on from him, or they can't move on from him, although they would like to, than it is the Eagles want Carson here because they still believe in him. Like, you get a little bit of that, but there's enough of you don't know if he's going to be here versus he's going to be here because nobody wants him, sort of a feel going on. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. We act as if the Eagles have rolled out the red carpet for him this offseason to reassure him that he's going to be here and everything else, when that isn't necessarily the case. And he may be sitting back thinking the same thing, like, man, am I going to be traded this offseason? Am I going to be out of here this offseason?
Maybe he is thinking that. Maybe he should be. Maybe he should look back and be like, you know what, I got to change too.
Well, John, but hold on. No, see, we want to have it always, not just both ways, three different ways. If he's thinking that, what's the purpose of saying anything when you're going to make it worse right now?
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't think he should say anything because I think he's in his feelings. I do. I think it's too soon.
Yeah.
We had Peter King on a couple of weeks ago during the regular season, and he had said that he believes the best thing to do is in the middle of February, everybody meet and say, all right, like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
What's going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. And that probably will happen. We don't know how Carson Wentz is going to feel then. But, man, he better get over this. I want Carson Wentz to be the quarterback of the Eagles, right? Like, all else being equal, I want him to grow the freak up, and I want him to be the quarterback and get back to being the player.
Don't you want him out of here? You don't know if you want him or you want him out of here.
No,
but
no,
you're
no.
like a lot of fans. It's okay, Johnny. It's okay. You're confused as to whether or not you want him here or you want him gone.
No, I want him to be here the way I want him to be here, without being a baby. right? I don't think he can do it. That's why I want him gone. I don't think he can make it work. But like, I would like Carson Wentz to step up and say, you know what? I can make this work. It's my job. I'm not going to go out there and suck and let Jalen Hurts take my job. I'm going to get better. Mentally, I'm going to get better, and I'm going to figure this out. But instead, he's pouting. Right? And that's why I don't think he can make it work. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's in Aston, Pennsylvania. Jeff, go ahead.
John, you're assuming that he's pouting. Like, I don't blame Carson Wentz for not saying anything, because the Eagles, to me, have proven just this past year that they're not sure about him, because they took a quarterback in the second round instead of getting him help that he needs in terms of the offensive line and making the team better. And now he gets benched, and now you have your owner come out and call him an asset. I mean, wouldn't you think that, hey, maybe they don't want me here as well?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Exactly.
Okay.
So here's the question, Jeff. Hang on.
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go. Based on everything we've heard about Carson Wentz, his behavior and his play, do you think that the Eagles are justified in feeling that way about Carson Wentz? Because I do.
Okay, they may be justified. So then come out and say something then. Come out and say, hey, listen.
Why doesn't Carson come out and say something?
No, we want to move on from Carson, or we want to keep him here. Now we're going to deal with Carson.
But why do they have to do that if you don't want Carson to say anything? I don't want Carson to say anything. I don't. He should take the next.
To me, at this point, the Eagles have, like you just said, that you're not even sure if it was you, you wouldn't be sure if they will want you back.
Of course.
If they went the way that they've gone. But at this point now, Carson, I believe, really, at this point, he doesn't even know if the organization wants him to be back. Especially after Jeffrey Lurie's comments, I would be like, oh, I'm an asset now.
Right, but exactly. And when you play and behave the way that you – when you play and behave the way that you do, that's going to be the reaction to it, right? Like, Carson Wentz shouldn't be surprised by any of this.
Well, you are. Hold on. That's not right. Appreciate the call, Jeff. That's not in theory that may sound good, but in reality that's not how it works, John. And with quarterbacks, it is different. You don't want them looking over their shoulders. You don't want them second guessing whether or not you're the guy or you're going to be here. You don't want them having that added. It's already enough pressure playing the position in itself. You don't want to add more pressure to it from an organizational standpoint as to whether or not you're fully behind the guy.
I mean, everybody's talking about open competitions in training camp. What are we talking about here? Because the owner comes out and talks about there being assets and quarterbacks. If there's going to be an open competition in training camp, that's not more pressure than this right here. I mean, he's got to be able to handle all this crap. It's too late. Like, all this stuff is already going to happen. All right? People are already going to say, no, I want Hurts. No, I want Carson
Wentz.
My
only point is that, and knowing that, this is how he's responding to it.
Yeah, he's turtling up.
I guess.
215-592-9494. Jack Fritz, where are you on this? A one-time wannabe LTBB member?
Yeah, but then my Philly instincts took over, you know, as a Philly guy, you know, seeing how he's acting right now. And honestly, I'm just more disappointed than anything. I mean, sure, the Hurts thing happened, and I get it. He got called an asset. But just play better. Like, I just want you to
– He can't play. The season is over.
I know, but if he didn't play as bad as he played last year, but then he would have a legitimate gripe. But you can't play that bad and then whine about the team maybe not being all in on you being the franchise quarterback.
We keep using terms like whining and this and the other. We're the only ones who seem to be whining. He hasn't said a thing.
Mm-hmm. There's been enough conversations.
He hasn't
said
a thing. All I hear is us whining that he won't speak.
Well, no one's better at whining than us.
That's all I'm saying. He hasn't said a word.
215-592-9494. On the other side, we'll give you the other Mike Garofalo story from the weekend about Nick Sirianni reaching out to Carson Wentz after taking the job. We'll play that for you next.
I wonder if he answered the phone.
Yeah, I mean, because
it's a bad sign if he doesn't answer the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, do we know if he answered the phone, right?
I don't know. I guess you'll have to see.
Did they have that on tape, too? Because they taped everything else Nick Sirianni did.
That'd be an interesting thing to release if they really want to get some conversation going. Release that phone call.
Could you imagine? Carson,
right about that.
You hear a shotgun go off in the background.
Carson goes shopping with his wife and comes back, and it's like, Carson, your phone call with Nick Sirianni is now on Twitter. The Eagles tweeted it out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.